Let's turn now to business. We hear a lot about U.S. companies shipping jobs abroad. So amid global pressures to downsize, how do you hang on to your workforce? For her series Our Land, NPR's Melissa Block went to Chelsea, Michigan to check in on a family-owned manufacturer that's managed to thrive over four generations since 1907.
It's not every day you persuade a CEO to bake with you. Today is that day.
What you need is one package of Jiffy Car Muffin Mix, one egg, and one third cup of milk.
Meet Howdy Holmes. Honest, he goes by Howdy. It's right there on his business card. President, CEO, amateur muffin maker.
Are you ready?
Ready. Howdy Holmes oversees the empire of Jiffy baking mixes. Biscuits and brownies, cakes, pie crusts, and muffins galore, especially those corn muffins we're making. Jiffy sells more of those than anything else. The company's signature?
It is the little blue and white box.
A 6.5 by 3 inch icon.
And we would be out of our mind to change that.
This company makes a virtue out of being old school.
We are clearly so far from trendy. With our products, with our packaging, with the way we do business. I mean, we're so boring, it's attractive.
When Holmes talks about the boring way they do business, here's what he means.
We don't advertise.
At all.
At all. No coupons, no billboard, no celebrity endorsement, nothing.
Howdy Holmes' great-grandfather Harmon started the Chelsea Milling Company just west of Ann Arbor in the early 1900s. It was his grandmother, Mabel, who created the country's first packaged baking mix, and she came up with the name Jiffy. That mix went on the market in 1930, and the rest is baking history. Out on the factory floor, we watch a mesmerizing parade of those blue and white Jiffy boxes march past on a conveyor belt. When each one gets filled with corn muffin mix, an extra little burst of golden mix shoots up into the air.
And this is where we store all the product. Hey, Steve-O.
As Howdy Holmes shows me around, it becomes clear he knows virtually all of his workers by name.
Hi, Terry.
How you doing, boss?
Jiffy employs 311 people, and Holmes tells me a remarkable thing.
In the history of our company, we have never laid anyone off.
You've never laid anybody off.
We've never laid anyone off.
Now, the workforce here has shrunk, but they've chosen to downsize through attrition as older workers retire. And here's the future. We walk past two giant yellow robotic arms. Howdy Holmes figures each robot does the work of 12 humans. So, from 311 workers now...
10 years from now, we'll probably have about 240 people, and we'll be doing four times the volume.
And that's automation.
Yeah.
So what'll keep this business growing? To talk about that, we head upstairs to Howdy Holmes' office, where it's quieter. As a family business owner, Holmes says he'd like to see some changes from Washington.
Do I think the tax rate is appropriate? Absolutely not.
You know, corporate tax rate you're talking
about?
Yeah.
And he does expect the Trump administration to improve things.
I can't imagine how it wouldn't be better for business. And so, I mean, we're talking about business guys. You hear a lot of conversation from elected officials about business who've never run one. I find that fascinating. I also find it not exactly favorable.
Now, here's the stark reality this company faces. People don't bake nearly as much as they used to. Since 1991, retail sales have been on the skids. So the company's adapting. A growing part of Jiffy's business is sales to institutions. They sell huge bags of mix to hospitals, prisons, schools, and restaurants. But let's get back to our one small box of Jiffy mix.
We're counting down here. There we go, huh?
It's corn muffin time. Howdy Holmes takes the first bite.
I think Grandma Mabel would be proud.
Yes. You said with a full mouth.
Only thing that would make that better would be a big pat of butter.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa Block, NPR News.
Yes.
Chelsea, Michigan.